Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you out of Allentine, Nebraska. And just a quick reminder that the funeral services for Slim McNaught, a contributor to The Good Stuff program, and many of you knew him that are in our listening audience out of New Underwood, South Dakota, services will be April 5th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time at the New Underwood Community Church. So hopefully see some folks there. We'll feature something from Slim McNaught on The Good Stuff today, on this Friday. And, of course, he was a longtime exhibitor with his leather works at the Old West Days, Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering that's coming up in Valentine this month. Yeah, April 24th through the 27th. 7 o'clock on Thursday, April 24th, it kicks off with the melodrama, free poetry and music sessions, Western art and trade show, and featured performances on Friday night, Saturday night, and Saturday afternoon. If you want tickets or more information, go to oldwestdays.net.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. You know, you can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News, with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News, coming out of Belfouche, South Dakota, tsln.com.
Now, this was something that Slim McNaught had sent back in 2015, 10 years ago, matter of fact, to Jim for the Good Stuff program. It's a poem that he had written. It was on the cowboypoetry.com, if you might remember back then, and one of his CDs as well, Between My Horse's Ears. So here we go. Somewhere Beyond Alone. Alone ain't just an empty field from no one else around. It can be a stretch of prairie grass that covers miles of ground. When you look across the prairie at horizons far unknown, you're looking straight at country, somewhere beyond alone. Out there beyond where grass meets sky, there's a cowboy earning pay. He rides from dawn to setting sun and works the range his way. He'd not trade this way of living. It's the only work he's known, 'cause he spent his life cowboying somewhere beyond alone. With the range all specked with cattle and prairie creatures nigh, where the moon is shining brightly in a big and cloudless sky. As his evening meal is cooking, he takes in his prairie home, with horses grazing close at hand, somewhere beyond alone. While the campfire is flickering boldly, neath a simmering coffee, ain't no way a case of lonely could ever find a man. Then his mind drifts back with pleasure to the places he has known, and the many trails he's traveled, somewhere beyond alone. Come morning, he'll unhobble, get his string tied heads to tails, and line out across the prairie on long and lonesome trails. By night, he'll catch that bedded herd where the boss sent him on loan. But now he's out there traveling somewhere beyond alone. You can bet his poke is empty, 'cause cowboy pay is short, but he feels he's rich and wealthy compared to the city sort. Living life in some big city where no prairie breeze has blown would surely make him lonesome for somewhere beyond alone. Slim McNaught from New Underwood, South Dakota, on The Good Stuff today.
And here's getting older. A distraught senior citizen phoned her doctor's office. Is it true, she wanted to know, that the medication you prescribed has to be taken for the rest of my life? Yes, I'm afraid so, the doctor told her. There was a moment of silence before the senior lady replied, I'm wondering, then, just how serious is my condition, because this prescription is marked no refills.
I guess you do have an expiration date.
I guess so. Oh, here's another one. An older gentleman was sitting on the operating table awaiting surgery, and he insisted that his son, a renowned surgeon, perform the operation. As he was about to get the anesthesia, he asked to speak to his son. Yes, Dad, what is it? Don't be nervous, son. Do your best. And just remember, if it doesn't go well, if something happens to me, your mother is going to come and live with you and your wife.
Oh, no pressure in that one.
Not at all.
And if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, please, by all means, do that. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to great radio stations like Miles City, Montana's KMTA, 1050 AM, and KYUS 92.3 FM.
Mike, let's wrap it up today with a quote from Nelson Mandela. Do not judge me by my successes. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up.
And that's The Good Stuff.